Okay, hi everyone. I was asked to do another post of me having some playtime. I try not to put this on my main page because it's kind of not what I'm all about here, but hey, it's fun and people are enjoying it, so whatever. I figured, why not? So, during this alone time, I'll tell you some of the things that I generally will think about. I'll tell you in detail some of my turn-ons. Figure maybe that'll be something fun to talk about while I play. As usual, I'll be using my vibrator that I love. Try to keep it more quiet. I'm trying to find something that will kind of muffle the sound here. Let me see what I've got. Okay. All right, so I've been thinking a lot about, I told you all, you know, inappropriate relationships, I absolutely love them. I think my biggest fantasy is having a neighbor who I have an affair with, and his wife doesn't know, and, you know, my husband doesn't know, and I think I've told you that one before, but I think about it all the time. I really do. It's something that turns me on like crazy. I just can't get enough of this is hard to do, talking and doing this. So, yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking while I do this. You know something that I really like? I like when, after a guy fingers me, when he licks his fingers, oh my God, that shit turns me on so much. Oh, it turns me on a lot. Oh, just the sight of him loving the way I taste definitely turns me on a lot. I know for me, if he comes and maybe scoops some of his cum either off of me or out of me, and I lick it off his fingers, I like to do that too. I think that's super hot and sexy. I do like when guys are not only vocal, but I like, you know, quiet moans and I guess whimpers, but like manly ones. Oh shit. So so this is difficult to talk and use my toy, and this is the first time I've been alone today, and I usually have this time of the evening to myself, and it's nice, it's quiet. And I get to kind of shake off some of the stress from the day. Kind of get myself together for whatever I have to do in the evening. Whether it's like getting my clothes ready for tomorrow or whatever. I'm really not good at like drawing this out when I'm in a mood like today. It's hard after the end of the day when I just want to come really bad. You know, sometimes if I have like a day to myself and I can just kind of relax and lay in bed and just, you know, play with my pussy, that's one thing. But like in the evening, especially after today, that was super fucking stressful. Oh, fuck. My boss was getting on my last fucking nerve. So to just be home and to be able to just like feel this thing on my clit and just, you know, kind of get to relax and not think about any of that shit is really good. Like I said, I just, God, fuck. Just really needed kind of a break from all of that shit. Telling you guys, I love watching a man just play with his dick and stroke it for me and just get into it. Not just do it because I asked, but to actually be into putting on a show for me. Oh, I love it. I love when a man is just so in need of, you know, sex or just to get off, that he just can't help himself but to do that. Oh my God, that just turns me on like crazy. The desperation and need for it. I just can't get, I mean, shit, nothing gets me going more than that. Just to feel his energy, like he just has to have it right now, whether it's him calling me or, you know, and telling me during his work day that he just has to have me. You know, maybe he's in his car or wherever and he just has to pull out his dick and play with it and come because he just can't wait for me. Oh, fuck. That turns me on so much. The sense of urgency is like, oh, fuck. It does it for me every time. When a man tells me and talks to me about that, like, baby, I just have to have you, I have to be inside you, I don't know what I'm gonna do, I don't know how I'm gonna wait, I can't wait, I have to get off right now, oh my God, it does so much to me. And if he talks about, like, his dick is wet from pre-cum, oh my God, I love pre-cum. Lick off his fingers, lick it off his dick, it's just like, oh God, something about that really does it for me. But again, you know, just inappropriate times to masturbate. I like that. Like, if he gets me so hot that I have to go, you know, to the bathroom at work and kind of do what I gotta do, that gets me going too. Or like maybe if I'm at a family event, you know, and I have to go like to another room and kind of just do what I gotta do because I can't take any more of the pressure built up anymore. Waiting. God. I just really like when someone gets in my head like that. It's difficult for me to get that wrapped up in anyone. So if he can do it, I'm just like, you know, totally into him and his ability to make me that hot, because it's not an easy thing to do. It really isn't. It takes, you know, the right set of things said to me, the right kind of attitude, the right kind of, you know, authoritative tone. You know, when he tells me he just has to have me, it's his. And honestly, funny enough, if a guy tells me that his dick is mine, something about that too. I don't know what it is, because somebody's going to be like, well, that's not a submissive thing, but it's not, but I love it. I fucking love it when guys like, come get this dick, you know, it's yours. Oh my God, I don't even know. I don't even know, guys. So anyways, I'm getting pretty close here. Oh God. Oh, I really want to come. I'm so bad. God. Oh shit. Oh fuck. I hope somebody out there is stroking at me. I like when a guy is stroking for me. I hope it turns you on enough to do that. Just the thought gets me going. Just thinking about it. Oh, oh God. Oh, fuck. Oh, come. Shit. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I'm a lot more relaxed, that's for sure. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. So anyways, I'm gonna go clean up and go find something to eat. I think later we're gonna order pizza when everybody's home. All right, everyone, I will post again later.